here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Council Conference, and also the Operations and Member Experience Council Conference, getting two conferences for the price of one. And we're here with Kirk Kordaleski and Pete Sedgwick. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good. Doing great.
Hey, we're talking about consulting and cloud and, well, obviously technology. Where do you want to take this, Kirk? Do you want to start out?
Yeah, let's start. Mike, thank you so much for having us. As always, it's wonderful to be on your broadcast.
Thank you.
You do an amazing job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
So I have just recently joined, and Pete has just recently joined as of this week on a permanent basis,
right,
but has been a consultant with us for a while with the Best Innovation Group's consulting arm, Best Consulting.
Big's getting bigger.
Big is getting bigger, man, and we're rocking it. So we're, as you know, Best has been known for a long time about its innovation and its skill sets, everything from the work that we do in distributed ledger and CU Ledger now to some of our products in SetaCredit. A lot of our consulting has been around digital transformation and digital strategies and data analytics, mm-hmm. Which we spend a great deal of time on now in helping credit unions tie strategy to the practices and the measurements and the skill sets of analytics, mm-hmm. within the company, mm-hmm. and particularly how digital transformation is changing our industry and fintech is.
Oh, well. Yeah.
And so that's where we prioritize and spend our work with consulting, mm-hmm. today. I've joined the company to broaden that, to talk about strategy and how exponential growth and market share dominance can happen with strategy services, innovation, and digital services tied in. Mm-hmm. Pete has joined us as really the expert that we have, and we think an industry expert, we think the industry expert, on cloud services and security within that that realm of digital transformation.
Two very important topics for sure. Pete, anything to add?
Well, you know, I think we've hit the point where we realize that cloud is coming, right? If we want to stay competitive and we want to stay relevant, it's going to be difficult to run our systems without some cloud. All of our vendors are going to the cloud, et cetera. So we need to embrace it. And what we really want to do is help credit unions get to the cloud securely and effectively, right? You got to have a people strategy to make sure the people are ready for it. You know, the culture is ready for it. Got to have a security strategy. Because as you hear, every day people are getting hacked, whether you're on-premise or another Amazon compromise, right? So we have to go with a security strategy to make sure we're doing it right. And if we do it right, we can be more secure than we do on-premise. Mm-hmm. So going with that people strategy and then a technology strategy, because it's going to take us some time, right? We're going to have to transition. We have to run our current systems on-premise while we're moving things to the cloud. So you got to have a good technology strategy to meld the two. Otherwise, you start doubling your costs while you're in that transition.
Indeed. What do you tell a credit union who sits back, who may not be, I mean, most of us in our neck of the woods are really familiar with the cloud, but there are some credit unions out there that are still kind of, I want to say iffy on it, but not as well informed, maybe. So what do you tell a credit union? Like, how do you convince them to go, hey, this is the way to go? We're in the cloud, but it's still kind of science fiction, you know? How do you convince them? How do you talk to them?
We take a couple of approaches, and the first one is to look at it from strategy. If you think about how technology is going to, and digital is going to be the leading strategy of how you deliver service to members, how you grow and how you profitably grow and manage your expenses, then cloud is a perfect fit, right? Because you can't grow your technology-based, server-based, internal control-based, security-based quickly enough if you want to be innovative and keep up with the fintechs of the world and the larger bank competitors. You've got to find a different way to manage to that. Cloud is a big piece of that because it allows for this expansion, the exponential growth of the technology services. And we think in a very secure environment, nothing is completely secure,
right,
but if you think about how much has been invested by Microsoft or Amazon or others in IBM in the security, billions of dollars, mm-hmm. versus a firewall strategy or technology security in a credit union's in-house system, mm-hmm. That logic will tell you that it's much more secure in that world,
okay.
and there's skill sets to that. Pete then leads them to those, how to understand that and work with it.
Right. And the other piece is they're already in the cloud and they might not realize it. Their business partners are utilizing the cloud themselves for their systems. So it's changing the way that we approach governance, right? We approach vendor reviews and such. So we need to beef up our capabilities there to know the right questions to ask of our vendors, the right assurances, the right controls, and where there's gaps to make sure that we're covering those gaps and bringing things with us.
So security-wise, when you're talking about, I'm thinking like, you know, a firewall is basically, you know, a fence, whereas cloud sounds like it's more like a Fort Knox. Is that a fair comparison? Or
if you do it right, right? So there's one approach, which is you just go and hope everything's good, and that's
not
right. You know, so you need to take that same security, that same time that you put into building your own security in your own data center, you need to do the same thing with the cloud. Okay. You can do it faster. You can spin up a firewall in a matter of hours, where it takes you days or weeks on premise, but you got to have a firewall depending on your technology. You got to have the right antivirus, anti-malware, you know, the right network segmentation. So it's really identifying what the cloud does for you, what it does not do for you, and making sure we fill in the gaps.
Okay. Kirk, anything to add there?
Not at all. I think that I will point out
one
important point, I think, which is that so many credit unions are already in the cloud. And you talk about sometimes home banking, sometimes payments, sometimes HR, sometimes accounting. They're already using it, and it's just come through a vendor, and they haven't thought about it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at then the broader base of how that business could be handled in the cloud, mm-hmm. and then work on it from a secured, thoughtful, strategic, planned basis, you can be secure, effective, and fast. Mm-hmm. And that's really a key part of it is speed to market,
right?
And the cloud allows for speed to market.
And credit unions are still nimble enough to where they can move. They can move on a dime with this type of stuff, right?
Right. No, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Good deal. All right, guys, to wrap up here, because I know you guys got your big powwow going over there, so it's really good stuff you're talking about. How do you see 2017 wrapping up and then going into 2018? Kirk, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll be glad to go first. So I think 2017 wraps up with a continued emphasis on digital transformation, data analytics, and security. I think a lot of that, though, is about thinking about it and now budgeting for it and strategizing about it. I believe that 2018 is we see real implementation of particularly data analytics and digital transformation in the core of what credit unions do, channels, service, payments, operationalizing it, managing expenses. I think that as 28 unfolds, we'll see more of than a real product performance of that lending, particularly.
Okay.
I think we'll see predictive analytics start coming in and increasing originations and decreasing risk. I think we'll see analytics spread to concepts of marketing to real marketing and performance mm-hmm. about how to grow business.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Pete, let's wrap it up, man.
Can't add any more than there. Kirk got it.
All righty then. Anything else with the cloud stuff?
No, I think one of the other big things is going to be security. You know, the NCUA is coming out with their CAT assessment. You're going to hear it start to be called the ASET and such. So security is a big focus. It's going to be a focus regulatorily, but we also need to focus on it internally and make sure we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, especially what we experienced the last few weeks. So very cool. Great point. Great stuff, guys. Kirk, always a pleasure.
Always great
Pete, nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Well done, guys.